What up, what up, what up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry, and this is the podcast. Right now it's 6 a.m., 6:17 on a Thursday morning, getting ready to start my day, get my daughter off to school, all that good stuff. And I usually get up. The newspaper nowadays is social media. So I got a couple of sites that I chime into and, you know, watch some videos, get some current stuff and blah, blah, blah. So this one site that I partake in, they have one of the places that they'll simulcast or tell you what, you know, the recent interviews are from the Breakfast Club. Watching the Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. Great show. I enjoy their show. They interviewing a young man by the name of Troy Ave. That's where he's from. He took the name on where he's from in New York City. And this guy is apparently a true independent artist. I guess recently he dropped a joint. His joint came out. The internet was going crazy because they say he only sold 4,500 copies, right? But what he went on to explain is that when I sell 4,500 copies, it's cracking. He say because he's getting 95% of that money. He's 90%. He's getting 90% of that money. He has to pay his lawyer. He has to pay somebody else 5%. So he getting 90% of that money. So to get the same money, an artist on a label would have to sell 10 times that amount to even get that $100,000 that he would get. And that whole conversation brought up another conversation in my mind about speaking things that were not as though they were. So when you look at hip-hop specifically, hip-hop does this better than any other form of expression. Better than poetry, better than comedy, better than a conventional singer. Hip-hop. Hip-hop, because of its bravado and its connection to wealth, hip-hop creates a space where you start to speak things that are not as though they were. Some people would say that was being dishonest, but is it? I mean, this guy did this interview, and if you catch it, he talked about how he was, people said he was arrogant and he was too confident. And even Charlamagne Tha God leaned in and was like, yeah, you could be too confident, but can you? If you don't believe it, who will? Like, he told a story about Meek, and Meek was like, yeah, I did the same thing. I said some stuff that I had and I didn't have when I said it, but I knew I would get it. I've seen this in action before. Cat Williams. Early in my career, I toured with Cedric the Entertainer. And when we would tour, each city they would pick some local guy to be the guy on that show. In LA, that guy was Cat Williams. Cat Williams gets to the venue and they don't have a dressing room for him. So Cat Williams commandeered one of the dressing rooms and put Star on it. And I remember taking a moment and looking at that and going, wow. This dude is a star because he knows it and nobody else knows it. Fast forward a year or so later, Cat Williams is headlining at that same venue. 1 year later, maybe two. Was it two? I don't know. You know, my recollection, it's waning in my old age. But I say all that to say this. You have to speak it. You have to. You have to. If you don't, you do yourself a disservice. My good friend, and I hope he listens to this, Toure, who I think is one of the best comics of this era, this time. he does some things fundamentally, I think, to sabotage himself. He is so enamored with the truth. What's the truth? The truth is that right now, while he is probably one of the dopest comedians, he's not financially that person. So in his act, he says stuff like, I ain't gonna make it. I know I ain't gonna make it. You cannot say that. You cannot utter those words out your mouth because you bring that your way. Rodney Perry is one of the best comedians alive. Rodney Perry is one of the best comedians alive or dead. You have to begin to work toward that thing you want to be. Whether you're Toure, whether you're Cat Williams, whether you're Rodney Perry, whether you are you. Change your words, change your existence. Writer, producer, director, visionary, idea man, Rodney Perry. Hey, you guys, have a great day, man. Don't sell yourself short. You're dope, man. Be dope. Watch your words. I'm out.